Hey there, welcome back to the Grace Project podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Bullock. I am author of the Grace Project novel, available now on Amazon.com. Today, I want us to reflect on the fruit of the Spirit that is kindness. For those who are reading the book, if you have read chapters 5 and 6, this is a great time to look back and reflect on those two chapters. If you haven't read the book, you can pick one up on Amazon.com, and you can still listen along. You are not going to be spoiled anything. It will just complement those two chapters. So far throughout the book, for those who are reading, there are some major hot-button topics that are being raised that certainly elicit some sort of reaction from you, I'm guessing. I'm talking about things like LGBTQ issues, exclusion and inclusion in the church. I'm talking about Black Lives Matter and race relations in the book. The role of women in leadership at church, which for some is still a very controversial or difficult subject to have conversations about. The list can continue going on. But there are definitely some really big cultural issues that this book is talking about, and it's probably eliciting some sort of reaction to you, good, bad, or ugly, based on your experience previously with those different groups of people. So while we're talking about grace, how do we respond to those social ideas or agendas or identities that are particularly difficult or challenging for us to understand or identify with, or that we just straight up don't like, that we don't agree with whatsoever, even? How do we approach those with grace and compassion? How do we read a story that's dealing with these themes with grace? Throughout these chapters, I also bring up biblical stories like the father of the prodigal son, whose son makes some very bad decisions, goes out into the culture with his inheritance, squanders it all, hits rock bottom, and comes stumbling back. And the father sees his son in the distance. And the Bible says that he goes running towards his son who is returning home. He goes running, bounding towards his son. When he sees his son coming back to accept the grace that was there, that he's always welcome home, the father's response isn't just, hey, yeah, welcome. You're welcome here anytime. Welcome, here's the front door. Use it as you like. That's not his response. His response to his son coming home is to go running to meet him and embrace him in the fields. Wow, what a response towards a kid that did something really stupid, even hurtful and hard to watch as a parent. Though the father's response is exuberant and he's running towards the difficult thing he sees coming back, it's because he loves his son. The difficult thing is they're going to have to get through the hurt and the pain that was caused by him leaving, but he loves his son. I also tell some stories about Jesus going to those who had leprosy. When you had leprosy, it was so contagious and so deadly, you were cast out of society to literally live outside the walls of the city as a pariah, as an outsider. Jesus sees this group of people, this culture of people who are out there dying, and he goes specifically to them, sometimes to heal them, sometimes to just be with them, always to love them. When these outcasts of society are seen in the Bible, it looks like our God is attracted to them because he wants to love them as they are, his beautiful creation. And yes, there are things to be addressed, but he loves them as his creation. There are still obvious outcasts of society today. People like those who are homeless, or those who are or have been incarcerated. Those are types of exile. Those are types of for better, for worse, whether they meant to be homeless or not, or be criminals or not, whatever the case may be, those are different types of people who have been exiled and outcast in today's society. But we also have different kinds of outcasts, those who just don't line up with our viewpoint, who don't line up with our political agendas. Those people can be outcast from our lives, from our churches, from our faith groups and followings. We block them on social media. We block them out of our lives. We plug our ears when they start talking. We try to put distance between each other because we just don't want to deal with the person who is different, who has a different worldview, who is frustrating, and who is difficult. Now, we can talk about being tolerant to these types of people. We talked in the last episode about being patient to these types of people. But this week, I want us to try a different approach, one that I hope depolarizes these types of relationships. By looking at the example of the father who went running out to the prodigal son, by looking at the example of Jesus going out to the lepers, they went intentionally to the ones who were outcast, who either chose to be doing the wrong thing, like the prodigal son, or those who were cast out of society, like the lepers. The father, Jesus, went running towards those people on purpose because he wanted them to know his love and his grace. And one way that we can offer that is through the fruit of the Spirit, that is kindness. Here are some beautiful proverbs from the book of Proverbs. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Or how about this one? Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. In Ephesians chapter 4, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Forgiveness, by the way, is required of us. Jesus says so after the Lord's Prayer when he says that we must forgive others if we want our Father in heaven to forgive us of the things that we've done wrong. So for those people who are outcasts to you, to the society, to the church around us, instead of distancing ourselves and continually asking for tolerance and patience, please continue to pray and seek patience. Take one more step in the direction of the Spirit by offering kindness. Offer a kind word. Offer a kind action. Intentionally seek those groups out, those people out, those ones who are the most frustrating to you, and without spite and without a desire to one-up them in any way, shape, or form, be kind to them. Offer them the kind words that Proverbs call sweet like honey for the soul and healthy for the body. By doing this, we can heal deep wounds of division. We can be like the father who goes running out into the field to see God's creation coming back to him and be celebrating that which God celebrates. We can be like Jesus going to the lepers, the outcasts of society, and offering them a kindness that they have probably never seen before. And by doing so, give them the hope of Jesus Christ and his healing and transformative love. Elevate your grace muscle this week. First, we prayed for patience. Now we go towards kindness. Offer kindness to those who are opposite of you, who are outcasts of your church, outcasts of your society. Give them God's love through kindness. Now, I know that's difficult. So this week, whatever you're doing right now, I want you to stop and I want you to pray. God, don't just give me kindness. Show me how to be kind to those who are most difficult for me to be kind to. And give me the conviction, God, to go be kind. Say this prayer, knowing that God very well will follow through and convict your spirit on how you can be kind to those who you might not want to be kind to. And then, and this is the hard part, go do the kind thing. Go show them the kindness of God through the fruit of the Spirit that He has put in your soul. Work out that grace muscle this week and know that you are not alone. I am pursuing this with you, and those who are listening to this all over the world are doing the same. May God bless you and keep you, and I will see you on the next episode.